Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day before the great weekend of the big game. I know we're not supposed to use that other name for it, but will that weekend bring some kind of conspiratorial plan to help Joe Biden, who's under tough attack right now, with a the most coveted possible endorsement, the endorsement of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I can't believe that people are still taking this entire issue very seriously. We have a couple of movies, one of them extremely noteworthy, that are being released this weekend that we will cover. We also have a stellar array of guests today, including Andy McCarthy, a legal expert, former prosecutor, about where we stand. He has said that yesterday may have been the best day of Trump's entire political career. It was a great day for President Trump. Really? Why? We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to Tim Alberta, who has written a sensational book. I've read almost all of it, and it's very personal. Tim Alberta is somebody who comes from a deeply religious background. His father was a pastor, and he writes about the changes in the Christian conservative movement in the United States. And then we'll be speaking to a foreign policy expert, Casey Michel, about what is going on in Ukraine and why it is important that America overcome some of our political machinations and provide the aid that Ukraine needs in order to buy ammunition. We're not talking about anything terribly sophisticated now, ammunition. And then this hour we'll be speaking to A.B. Stoddard. She's written a very provocative piece that says that Biden's low approval rating may not matter. But what could matter easily would be the report yesterday from Special Counsel Robert Hoer. He is a special counsel who, it turns out, was appointed initially to the Biden investigation in January 2023. This is the investigation of Biden's handling of some government documents, which was criticized and investigated under the order of Merrick Garland, who appointed Robert Hoer. And he appointed him because even though he is a Republican, and it turns out there's new information that he had made donations to the campaigns of a number of Republican political candidates. So could he do a fair job handling the Biden investigation? Well, to one extent, it was favorable to Joe Biden because there are no charges that are going to be brought against him. But even though there are no charges, he made some devastating comments suggesting that Biden's memory was significantly limited. That's in quotes. They conducted interviews with him, 5 hours of interviews, as well as interviews with his ghostwriter, who had received information from some of these papers that had ended up in the president's garage. This is all incredibly complicated. The report by Robert Hoer, the special counsel, is nearly 400 pages. But the only parts of the entire report that people are paying attention to are the points at which they describe Joe Biden as a well-meaning elderly man with a imperiled memory. And to which Biden responded angrily at a press conference and a speech, brief speech, that was put together very hurriedly last night. And one of the things that he said, I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. He grew particularly emotional recounting a line from the special counsel Robert Hoare's report that suggested he didn't even recall the year in which his son Beau had passed away. Beau Biden died of cancer in 2015 when his father was vice president. And Biden said last night, there's even a reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? The president said he remembers his son's death every day. You have that right here. This is the way the president of the United States sounded last night.
Clip. I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, wasn't any of their damn business. Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from our native. Every Memorial Day, we hold a service remembering him, attending by friends and family and the people who loved him. I don't need anyone. I don't need anyone to remind me when he passed away or passed away. Simple truth is, I sat for 5 hours over 2 days of events, going back 40 years.
And what's interesting is the president very pointedly gave his remarks last night without a teleprompter. And that seemed to work well for him until the very, very end of the session. He took questions from the press that were gathered there. And in fact, Peter Doocy confronted Biden about the DOJ report that questioned his mental acuity and memory, and the exchange sounded like this.
Something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
How bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad I let you speak. That's
your memory has gotten worse.
My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
Okay, the worst moment for President Biden last night was as he was leaving the press conference. He was called back. He went back to the podium because he was trying to answer everybody's question. And he was doing so fairly effectively. And he then spoke about reporters, about his humanitarian aid efforts in Gaza, and mentioned President al-Sisi, the president of Egypt. But he described him incorrectly. Listen.
I'm of the view, as you know, that the conduct of the response in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip, has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to
Stop. The president of Mexico is not Sisi. It's the president of Egypt.
Excuse me?
And so, especially at a time like this where he's operating without a teleprompter, and he identifies President Sisi, who is indeed the president of Egypt, who he worked with on this. And he describes him erroneously as the president of Mexico. There are all kinds of gaffes like this for Joe Biden going back 20 years. It is not simply a product of having reached his 80s. What about the approval ratings for Biden, which are so low? How do they play out in this campaign? We'll talk to A.B. Stoddard coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the mic. Michael Medved Show, and glad to welcome back to the show A.B. Stoddard, who is a columnist at the Bulwark, previously associate editor and columnist at Real Clear Politics. It's ironic that just a couple of weeks ago you wrote a column under the heading Biden's Low Approval Rating May Not Matter. Two questions, or a two-part question, really. A.B., looking at these events and the president's response and the subject of the moment being President Biden's memory, do you think that that matters, even if in general approval ratings don't? And do you think that President Biden has been handling this well in terms of dealing what could be a real blow to his campaign?
So, Michael, I'm going to back up to the first column that you mentioned, where I look, and people can read it and find the data, at some polling that shows that Joe Biden's approval rating was at the time of that writing the same in New Hampshire as it was in Georgia in two different polls. In the Georgia poll, he was well behind Trump, and in the New Hampshire poll, he was well ahead of him, with the same job performance numbers in each poll, like a dismal, like 37% or something. So people are making decisions, as we saw in 2022 and 2023 elections, Democratic candidates running way ahead of Biden's job performance numbers. So while Trump's were pretty low throughout his presidency, the point is that while it very well might decide the election, we might decide if Biden were to prevail, that the job performance numbers, you know, might be looking like they're obsolete, along with a lot of other metrics in politics that we've been, you know, traditionally clinging to that seem to be sort of losing their meaning. So fast forward, that was, you know, whatever, 2 weeks ago, fast forward to now. I have been writing since July of 2022, so a year and a half, that Joe Biden should not have run for second term, and that the factor of his age was apparent in polling then in the summer of 2022 before the midterm election, and that it would have been better for him to pull out in early 2023 and allow a year-long primary within his party to replace him. And we're in which he should not endorse. Obviously, he did not take my advice or anyone else's who said the same thing. Joe Biden has been disqualified by a large percentage of the electorate because of his age. And so while the special counsel's report is a damning problem for him, he reacted to it badly. We were still down in discussion of Joe Biden's age because twice in the last week he has mentioned conversations with foreign officials who have died years ago. So it's not just that Robert Hur's editorializing in a special counsel investigation was unfair, because it still speaks to a problem that was already there.
Yeah, by the way, I know that one of the foreign officials he mentioned were. People made fun of him. It's like Sixth Sense. He speaks with dead people. Was François Mitterrand, the president of France. Who was the other one?
Helmut Kohl.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh. Yeah, the Chancellor of Germany. And it's interesting because he's meeting with the real live Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, today. And
they're not going to be dismissed with some cute TikTok videos. There's when people say Joe Biden needs to get out there. He has this age problem. He needs to go out there and address it. What do you want him to do? Like, do some breakdancing? I mean, this is not like he obviously has a team around him that helps him do his job, I think, pretty effectively. But when he stands up at press conferences and goes, searches for words, which I sometimes do as a woman at my age, it makes people uncomfortable, and it attracts attention to the fact that he's, you know, 81. So I think it's very problematic. I don't know what they'll do. I don't know how they'll handle it. But, again, I want to just emphasize that, like, that was going to be a problem whether there was a special counsel report about his memory or not.
Right. Well, this, but this, of course, gives tremendous energy to the kind of attack that Trump was making anyway. And now, at this point, Trump has suggested that they, rather than debate, though he does say he wants to debate Joe Biden, they should have a competitive acuity test. They should have a cognitive abilities test. And and I know that he suggested he would have Trump would do that against Nikki Haley too, and she said, "No, why? How about just a regular debate?" That Trump doesn't want to do. What about that? People, I think early in the campaign, Trump said, "When people are choosing me, it's not a choice between me and the Almighty; it's a choice between me and the alternative." What about Trump's vulnerability being, as he is, just 4 years younger, not even a full 4 years younger than Joe Biden?
You said Trump. Biden said, compare me to the alternative, not the Almighty. But you're asking about Trump's age being 77?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Trump is actually vulnerable on this issue. He feels vulnerable on this issue because he apparently posted today or last night on Truth Social that Nikki Haley is an admitted ageist. So he doesn't like when people talk about Joe Biden's age. He wants to call him Sleepy Joe, Out of the Joe, you know, Bumbling Joe, but he doesn't like it when people call attention to his age because he is less than 4 years younger than him. So it is an interesting, you know, thing to compare.
I think there's a lot of Trump posted Donald that Trump. Nikki Haley is an admitted Asian.
Yes.
Wow.
It's unfair for him to call for her to call out age. That was on Twitter today. It's a thing of Trump's posts from his Truth Social, if I'm not mistaken. So Trump has said in recent weeks, it's not about age, really. It's about stamina. It's about, you know, bubble energy. It's about, so he doesn't like people calling attention to age because he would be entering the office at the same age Joe Biden when he entered his first term. But there is an asymmetry, right, between these things. I mean, when people look at Trump and he mixes up Nancy Pelosi and Nikki Haley, they just think like that's what he does. Like, he lies, he does crazy crap, and so it never really...
Can you stay with us for... No, she cannot. Okay. I appreciate your time, A.B. Stoddard, and your perspective always. When we come back, more of the aftershocks concerning the report by the special counsel on President Biden's handling of government papers. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get 50% off by becoming an annual MedVet member.
Nice.
Join at michaelmedved.com.
Real nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is calling the decision to not press charges in President Biden's classified documents case, quote, selective prosecution. Biden says, unlike Trump, he cooperated when federal investigators asked to have 50 classified documents reviewed and returned.
Bottom line is the special counsel in my case decided against moving forward with any charges, and this matter is now closed.
Biden had been holding on to classified documents since his time as vice president under Obama. Trump is still facing federal indictments for refusing to cooperate with federal officials for the return of documents seized by the FBI in a raid of his Mar-a-Lago, Florida home 18 months ago. There are now grand jury indictments filed against seven immigrant suspects accused in the brawl that left two NYPD officers injured. An immigrant man named Yohenry Brito, the prime suspect, as he was the first to interact directly with the officers that day in Times Square. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of fire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wouldn't you, that President Trump would be very happy about the release of the 388-page report by Robert Hoover, the special counsel, on President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents. Wouldn't you think Trump would celebrate it? I mean, there is no way that on the one issue in which Biden is most vulnerable, and there's no question that his age is a vulnerable issue for him. The majority of Democrats, according to every poll, are troubled by the age issue and Joe Biden. Trump is furious. And he has posted on Truth Social, "The Biden documents case is 100 times different and more severe than mine. I did nothing wrong, and I cooperated far more. What Biden did is outrageously criminal. He had 50 years of documents, 50 times more than I had, and he willfully retained them." Gabriel Schoenfeld, who has written about this for The Bulwark, actually says, all of this is false, except the willfully retained. Willfulness is a slippery concept. To be successful, a prosecution of Biden would have had to demonstrate to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that he acted willfully, that is, that he intended to do something the law forbids. The report does indeed state that Biden willfully retained classified documents, but that's a puzzling claim. Verhoor also goes on to show repeatedly that convincing a jury of Biden's willfulness would have been an insuperable barrier to a successful prosecution. Defense of President Trump on the idea of his memory and his short-term memory being problematic. I said right before the break that one of the things about Biden is he has often, I mean, going back 20, 30, 40 years, he has made all kinds of gaffes because that's kind of just what he does. Says things wrong, puts in the wrong name. One that I found particularly amusing was while he was vice president. So we're talking, to be very specific, before 2016, because he left the vice presidency in January of 2017. So while he was vice president, he was talking about his boyhood recollections, and he remembered how when he was a young man, he used to watch President Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, on TV. And, you know, TV hadn't been invented or developed yet. There were no television broadcasts of Franklin Roosevelt. And a number of people pointed that out, and it was, again, it was what Vice President Biden did.
Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
Yeah, and then again, he asked when he recognized somebody in a crowd in a rally. I think it was in the state of Maryland. He was doing a rally with somebody that he knew fairly well. And he said, oh, Bob, stand up here, stand up. So, and now the fellow was in a wheelchair, and Biden knew that, and so he said, oh, God love you, what am I thinking about? But this kind of thing, the interesting question that I would put to anyone emphasizing this is, I think that what is it you're exactly afraid of with the president's, oh, for instance, suggesting that General Sisi was the president of Mexico rather than the president of Egypt. It was very clear in the context he was talking about. He was talking about the nation of Egypt, not of Mexico. But he made that slip, and he made it at a bad time. He made it last night. The vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris, actually joined in this entire Biden administration emphasis to try to respond to the indictment of the president, not for anything legally, but indicting him for a lack of memory, and with the implication that there's a question of senility here and of lost mental grasp of what he is dealing with as president. Vice President Harris ripped the special counsel's report and had this to say about the Hoor report on his handling, the president's handling of classified documents. Clip one.
The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated. Gratuitous. And so I will say that when it comes to the role and responsibility of a prosecutor in a situation like that, we should expect that there would be a higher level of integrity than what we saw.
And also questioning the integrity of the special counsel's report, there's a White House spokesman, Ian Sams, who spoke today. And the truth is that the interview they conducted with President Biden on all of these issues, and the interview where they mentioned questions about his memory, that interview occurred October 8th of last year. It was the day after one of the most hideous atrocities of our time, something that was really comparable, certainly to the people of Israel, to September 11th. It was a moment in which the president had other things in mind, obviously, but again, that wasn't noted by the special prosecutor in the text of his report. This is White House counsel, White House spokesperson, counsel Ian Sams today. Clip one on the bottom there.
Why continue with the interview with her? Why not do it on another day? Why give him the opportunity to have these lines in the report about lapses, about timelines?
He should have thrown up roadblocks, is that what you're saying?
He
committed to it.
The world is on fire. Could we do it another
day? I'll tell you what's interesting about this, and this is oddly not in the report, is at the beginning of his interview, the special counsel told the president, I understand that, you know, you're dealing with a lot of things right now, and I'm going to be asking you questions about stuff from a long time ago. I want you to try to recall to the best of your abilities, you know, things of that nature. That's often what prosecutors would tell witnesses. So, he understood that. But the president was going to commit to being cooperative. He talked about this last night. He wanted to make sure he had everything he needed, and he didn't want to throw up roadblocks.
And then the question, is this actually going to work on Biden's behalf? Because he does seem, and you can't help it, even if you're a very, very big Trump supporter, you got to feel a little bit of sympathy for somebody in the president's position. Scott Jennings of CNN, could this actually help Biden, or will it be profoundly destructive to his campaign? We will get to that because there is so much more happening, too. And the real question about whether we will actually move forward, as President Biden wants us to do, to provide aid to Ukraine in this very decisive moment in the war. That and more coming up on the Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the things that is notable about this current controversy, this swirl of controversy about what the special counsel, Robert Hoor, who it turns out is a Republican, he has donated to various Republican candidates. He was appointed initially to his position at the Justice Department by Donald J. Trump. And he has now completed this 388-page report that says there's no basis for charging Joe Biden for mishandling of government documents that were in his possession, documents that had to do with his term as vice president. One of the things that is fascinating about this is that it turns out when you read excerpts of the report, and I do not claim to have read all 388 pages of this government report about what Joe Biden keeps in his garage. But one of the fascinating aspects of it, and I think it has been underplayed by the press, is that there is no violation of him to have taken those documents to his home with him when he was vice president. The question is about him keeping the documents or some of the documents after he was vice president. By the same token, there's no violation of holding on to documents that he would have taken with him while he was president. President, vice president, you can take those documents home. What you can't do is take those documents and share them with other people. And the part of what President Trump has been indicted for was the fact that he was not taking the documents initially to his home, and they were transported and moved, and it was a very different situation where the chances of some kind of legal action against him and violations of the law, especially after he was asked to return the documents to the National Archives. And it was more than 5 months between the time that he was formally asked to return the documents
and before they actually took some action to force their return, and the entire issue blew up. And there's also the involvement of President Trump having given instruction to his aides about moving and hiding, concealing documents. There's nothing like that in the report against President Biden. Scott Jennings on CNN says it would have been better for Biden if he had been indicted, but without the comments about failing memory. This is clip three.
It would have been better off for Joe Biden to have been indicted today than what this report turned out. The
you
way
politically.
Yes. The number one thing, the number one anvil on the head of this campaign is the American people do not believe he has the mental acuity to serve as president today or for four more years. An independent third party comes along and says he can't remember when he was vice president. He can't remember when his own son passed away, and I can't take this man in front of a jury because he'd be too sympathetic because he's too old and forgetful, and the jury would find that to be sympathetic. This was politically devastating. An indictment would have been far better.
And this is actually assuming that there is a choice here. Would there have been a choice for who are not to have made these comments? And again, a lot of Democrats are saying he made those comments gratuitously and with political motivation. But Jimmy Fallon, who's been very favorable and positive toward President Biden, on the Tonight Show, he joked a little bit about the special counsel's report, clip 12.
Long-awaited special counsel report found that President Biden mishandled classified documents, but will not face any criminal charges. Yep. The report said Biden won't be charged, so the jury would see him as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor... I'm serious. A well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. It's pretty embarrassing for Biden, but on the bright side, he'll forget about it 5 minutes later. So, I mean, just think, you know... Actually, get this. Yesterday, for the second time this week, Biden got mixed up while talking about world leaders and meant to say that he met with former German Chancellor Angela Merkel, but accidentally said the name of a German chancellor who died years ago. You know, other than the name, gender, and being dead, he got most of it right. So, I mean, you got to give him...
Concerning the damage to the Biden campaign... though you can only imagine how personally wounding and damaging, I mean, what Biden has to say in private about something like this. Well, he would be bucked up, perhaps, by the response of some of his supporters, like Scott Begala. He was asked about how much Democratic bedwetting there will be after the special counsel report, meaning... people on the Democratic side getting very, very nervous and worried about losing the election because of this issue. This is clip two.
Paul, how much Democratic bedwetting do you think there will be? And if you are the White House, how do you assuage said bedwetting?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm a Biden supporter, and I slept like a baby last night. I woke up every 2 hours crying and wet the bed. This is terrible for Democrats, and anybody with a functioning brain knows that. But here's what you do. Instead of calling a press conference and saying, I really am sharp, you attack the other guy. You know, Joe Biden gave the strategy in 2012. He was vice president, and he said, don't compare us to the almighty, compare us to the alternative. So everything with Biden has to be not, I'm great, but the other guy's really damaging, dangerous, a threat. You know, this is unlovely. John's exactly right. Right, this is going to be a really rough, ugly, unpleasant campaign. Look at years ago, David Duke, the former Klansman, was running for governor against Edwin Edwards, who'd been charged, indicted, convicted of any number of criminals. The Edwin won the campaign with a bumper sticker that said, "Vote for the crook. It's important." And they got to tell Democrats, "Look, vote for the old guy. Support the old guy. It's important."
And it's also important to keep in mind that Trump himself is an old guy with a parade of misstatements and mistakes and embarrassments that it's very difficult to avoid or ignore. Meanwhile, a Republican congresswoman from New York may be one of those many, many Republican female politicians who are angling for a vice presidential nomination. Her name is Claudia Tenney. She submitted a letter to the Attorney General Merrick Garland about the 25th Amendment. Listen, this is clip 13.
President Biden needs to be charged, or he needs to be removed from office under the 25th Amendment. There isn't a middle ground here. And as some of your prior guests have eloquently explained, you know, the prosecutor has made a reasonable case that Joe Biden, and obviously stated that he actually mishandled, disclosed, and improperly used classified materials. He then said, but, you know, we are judging his personality and that we don't think that we can get a jury to come to a conclusion on that, which is really not the standard, because he is forgetful and an old man. And he actually also makes a reasonable case that Joe Biden can actually stand trial. So if he can't stand trial, he certainly can't carry out the duties of President of the United States.
Okay, there's a problem with this. Under the 25th Amendment, not only do you need congressional approval to take the president's power away from him because he is incapacitated and unable to wield that power successfully, but you need to get the approval of the cabinet. More than a majority of the president's cabinet needs to go along with the idea that he is unfit for office, that he can't handle the duties or the burdens of the office. And they're not going to get that in this case. And again, it's one of those sad aspects about this campaign is that this is what we're talking about. We're going to shift the conversation coming up and speak to the author of a very trenchant analysis, it seems to me, and one that makes a lot of important points, comparing the situation we have right now to the situation leading up to World War II. This regarding Vladimir Putin, no, not Tucker Carlson, and the West, and the security of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.